It's time for the La Sabrina Hair Design Podcast with Amy Button.
Welcome back, listeners, viewers. Charlie McDermott, co-host, producer of the show, here with Amy. Amy, how you doing?
Good.
Happy President's Day.
Yeah.
I think the people who get excited about this are, what, kids, right?
They all yes, school. Definitely the kids.
Right behind them, teachers. And businesses benefit, too, because I'm guessing you get a lot of maybe folks who typically maybe come on the weekends can kind of sneak in now on a holiday like this. Is that the way it works?
Or, yeah, a lot of our, our clients that are in banking or teachers, they maximize on the Monday holidays for sure.
Yeah, that's great. So let's get into perfect time of year to talk about this. Someone who just recently bought a home in the Naples area, or the snowbird thing. It's their first winter down here. Finally, good for you. And they're looking for a salon. Where do you even begin, and what questions do you ask? Can you help your listeners and viewers who maybe aren't familiar with you how to find the right fit?
There are definitely a couple of things to look for. This is something that causes a lot of new residents a lot of anxiety. It's almost like they look for their doctors and their favorite restaurants, and then where's their salon home going to be seems to be a pretty big priority. There's such a unique relationship between your stylist and you. And sometimes that's really hard to leave wherever it is that you're coming from. So I love that we live in a world where you can look up reviews and pictures. I think that makes life so much easier. Mm-hmm. So that would be the first suggestion, I guess, is to look up like salons near me and then see what their reputation is. And do they do the services that you need?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
I'll ask because her. if you're looking for something specific, for instance, my salon doesn't perform perms, and for a long time that wasn't really an issue. All of a sudden, perms are coming back more so for the young men, and so we get that phone call a lot. Do you do perms? No, we do not. And I don't plan to. So you definitely want to look up whatever the specialty is that you're trying to find. Like here in our salon, we specialize in bridal hair. We specialize in blondes and hair cutting services. So, I mean, it's a pretty large umbrella that we service, just because all of the stylists in here, they have something they love more than the rest when it comes to cosmetology. So we cover most of the bases, but perms are not one of them.
Oh, well, I think you're doing a service to the community by not allowing that. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure. Right. The right person, the right application. It looks great, but yeah. Oof. I was a product of perms back in the, the 80s. And anyway, enough said.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
The other thing I would look for is, I think when people move to Naples, they're not necessarily aware, or even Southwest Florida, they're not aware of how big the town is. So you definitely want to consider traffic, especially if you're only here seasonally. That means you're probably here when everyone else is here, and the traffic is pretty intense. So you need to think about, how far away do I want to be traveling once a month to get my root touch up? So I would pay attention to that. Where is the location of the salons that you're looking for? I'm just trying to think of ways, like, how do you narrow it down? Because there are so many amazing salons in our area and very talented stylists. So if I can give you tips and tricks on how to narrow it down. So I would definitely look for something closer and consider traffic.
Okay. And then how about, I guess when you make that decision, you probably still don't know for sure. I mean, anything that you would ask or do prior to.
That is very true. I would say plan ahead. So even a month before, the stylists that do specialize and have a lot of years of experience, they book out really, really fast in this time of year, anywhere between the beginning of November because of the holidays, and then it rolls right into our season is January, February, March, and April. And we do have clients that will call at the beginning of the fall, and they'll book out every single appointment until they leave at the end of the season. So you want to plan ahead. And if you're still shopping around, I would narrow it down to 3 or 4 possibilities and go check it out, ask them for a menu. And then if you love the look and feel and the price is right for you, then I would book it while you're there checking the salon out. Again, there's a lot of amazing salons, but we're all very artistic, and so we all look a lot different. So if you're looking for hustle and bustle, very like city vibes, that's not what my salon is like. We are definitely more cozy. All of our furniture is antiques, and it's just we go for like a safe, more calm environment where it's elegant, but it also feels like your living room, because that's the way I like it. Definitely attract the kinds of clientele that are looking to come and relax and feel safe. I would definitely take a trip and check out your top 3 or 4 choices before making an appointment.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. And so Do you find that most of your clientele that they kind of stick with a stylist type of a thing, or do they kind of doesn't matter? Like when I go to the dentist, sometimes I'll get the same hygienist and sometimes I'll get someone else. How does that work?
I would say most of the time, once you fall in love with a stylist, that's who you always go to.
Yeah.
I do feel very strongly as a salon owner. I like to make sure that you do stay with the stylist that you started with.
Okay.
Because I just am not all for the very competitive world that sometimes the salons can be. And it's so we don't try to take each other's clients. So we usually try to be super respectful of that. And if you don't remember your stylist's name that you saw, but you absolutely loved your experience, then we usually ask, well, if this isn't your first time, then I'll look up your name, and it gives us a record of who you were with. So we can even help you figure it out if you can't remember the stylist's name. But if you're just getting a wash and a blow dry, I mean, pretty much everyone can do that. So it kind of depends on what you're looking for.
Yep. Good point. Okay. Anything else that we should know, us rookies in the Naples area looking for a salon and a stylist?
Right. I think I covered anything. I just want to reiterate the traffic is bad. And you definitely want to plan ahead. Those two things you want to keep in mind. It is also a good idea if you've landed on us as a salon, it's good to just stop by before your first appointment anyway, so that you know where we are. There are a lot of major intersections with lots of fun places to visit in Southwest Florida, and it can get confusing quick, especially with all of our U-turns. I have never lived anywhere that has so many U-turns.
A good point.
So take a field trip. Check out the salon first.
We're so distracted looking at the beautiful area, we miss our turn. So we got to have something, you know, a block later so we can get back on track. That's good. All right, Amy. Well, thanks. Thanks for the public service announcements on the Naples traffic and for helping those in need to find the best hair salon / stylist. So awesome job.
Thanks.
And we'll see you next time, probably on a working day, not a holiday. I'm sure your feet are up and you're just chilling, right? Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Don't get out. But we'll see you soon, Amy.
Thanks for listening to the La Sabrina Hair Design Podcast. To learn more about the La Sabrina Hair Design Experience, go to www.lasabrinahairdesign.com. That's www.lasabrinahairdesign.com or call 239-537-9315.